Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Therapist with me, Michelle Thomas. Hello. Every episode, I ask a guest what's the best and worst thing a therapist has ever said to you. And if you've just heard that and thought, whoo, do I have a story for you, then I need to hear it, please, and thank you. You can email me at myshittherapist@gmail.com and share your shit therapist story and your good therapist story. I love to hear those too. Now, I don't have a new podcast this week for a couple of reasons. One is that I used a new recording system that allegedly sounds better, but I didn't realise that there was a time limit on downloading the recording, and it's lost and gone forever, and I'm utterly devastated because it was one of those brilliant, fluid conversations with someone I find fascinating, and I was so upset that I've sulked about it for way beyond the point where I could very easily have gone back in touch with the person and said, I am a doofus, can we please schedule another chat? But I didn't, because procrastination, is it self-sabotaging or is it self-preservation? Sometimes it's both. So that's that. Now, that's not entirely fair, because another thing that I have been busy with is that I've only gone and made a bloody documentary, haven't I? It's for BBC Radio Wales. It's available on BBC Sounds. It's called Prescribing VR, and it's produced by Audio Always. Now, today in Wales, virtual reality is being trialled as a tool of support for people with mental health conditions like stress, anxiety, depression, and PTSD. And the documentary explores how virtual reality technology could be prescribed medicinally to help people like us. A lot of it is based on the same theories as cognitive behavioural therapy, and I've met with a company that's making VR technology and equipment that has helped support frontline NHS staff in Wales through the pandemic. And I've learned a lot more about the scientific evidence and the psychological theories behind this new treatment. I also met with a veteran who's been using virtual reality and gaming to help overcome his complex PTSD. I'm really proud of it, and I'd love for you to hear it. So you can search Michelle Thomas, Prescribing Virtual Reality, and you'll find it on BBC Sounds. So while you're waiting for me to sort my life out, you can listen to that. Another thing, in the spirit of honesty and transparency, I've been feeling a little bit overwhelmed and a little bit busy and a little bit anxious, and I've actually started seeing a new therapist. Yes, and I had to tell him that I'd written a book called My Shit Therapist, which was an interesting conversation. But anyway, he's helping me think about compassion and how to neutralise anxious and intrusive thoughts before they get too big and unmanageable. Today he read me a poem, and I don't want anyone to think that that's the only thing that we did. He's also given me like really practical advice, and the things that he says are really interesting and that they resonate with me. But another thing that he did, I'm not paying like 35 quid an hour to be read poetry. Oh, another thing, actually, while I'm here. Now, this is particularly important for people who live in the UK. So I am paying £35 an hour for my therapy. You can pay on a tier system when you go through Anxiety UK. So you sign up with Anxiety UK as a... it's a subscription. So I think I paid £40 for the year. And then once you've got access to that, you can access... therapy, which is priced, it's a tier-based system based on how much you earn, and that's how I found my therapist, and I found it really, really helpful to have a process to go through in order to get help and to get it in a cost-effective way. So that's that. So today he read me a poem. And I'm going to share it with you now, because why not? You might already know it, I didn't. It's by Rumi, and it's called The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness... Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honourably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thoughts, the shame, the malice... Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to be reading poetry out every episode, but that really resonated with me and it really helped me today. So, we're going to be leaving it there for now. Thank you very much for tuning in. And yes, you can go through the back catalogue. And yes, you can listen to the documentary. You can get in touch. You can email me at myshittherapist@gmail.com. And let's catch up soon. All right. Bye.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.